One more time now on Inside Agriculture. The cattle market continues to surprise. Let's get the thoughts of Randy Martinson, guest analyst on AgriTalk yesterday.
We started this bull run in September of last year. We're almost on a 10-month run, which is astounding when you look at it for any of the commodities. And it every little retracement gets hit with another wave of new buying that comes into play. Everybody wants to be long cattle right now. So, and I looking at it, when you look at what retracements and all that, when you look at the charts, I figured we had a chance to maybe go hit 225 as a high in the live cattle market, 325 on the feeder cattle market. But, those don't look like they're going to be the end. That's going to be the end of it. It does look like this market's got some more room to move. And, we keep the supplies tight. We're not expanding the herd as rapidly as we'd like to. Now, we're going to see a cattle inventory report, the semi-annual, yep. I believe, on Friday. And that yep. will give us a hint if we're looking at retaining some heifers. And that might change some of the demand, the dynamics of the market as well. But then we also have... we're going into the season where we'll start to see new crop calves. The spring calves start to hit the market here pretty soon. Seasonally, we start to see a little pullback. It's going to be interesting to see how the market absorbs those.
What are some specific tools to use?
You have to just use minimum price contracts. Yeah. You either use puts. They're pretty expensive, and you can't really sell calls against them because of the threat of that margin again. But, some sort of a put or the LRP program has really been working well. It's a very good tool out there to use, and it's a nice one to lock the floor in. And, the nice part is, you delay, you don't have to pay the premium till the policy expires, plus you're locking in the cattle you want to lock in. So it's got a lot of benefits.
Back to marketing grain now in this turbulent time of low prices. Randy Martinson was asked, what's a producer to do when it comes to pricing grain?
I think now's the time to watch. If anything, if you got some attractive basis levels that pop up, take advantage of that.
Okay.
That way yep. you don't have to pay the storage and so look at the attractive basis lines. But other than that, I don't think now is the time to be pricing a lot of grain.
All this while at the retail counter, ground beef prices continue hitting record high levels. Government data says the average price of a pound of 100% ground beef, $6.12 in June. And industry experts say this trend shows no signs of slowing down. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks up 8% to $11.49 a pound. But the U.S. consumer doesn't seem to mind. That's it for Inside Agriculture today. Thank you for tuning in, turning us on, and listening. We appreciate it. We'll be here tomorrow morning, same time, same station.